Well, good morning, everyone. You guys can pray for me up here. I get a little nervous when it's my time to talk. I was just thinking on the way, or thinking back there, like, we looked out this morning, like, how many of us were thankful to see the snow? We had some, like, for me, we had some nice weather last week. It was good working weather, and we could get things done, and now, like, this morning, where do my thoughts go? I look out, and it's like, tomorrow I have to deal with the snow. Like, I have a ridge cap to put on. Is it going to be melted? Like, my thoughts aren't directed to where they're supposed to be this morning. I have to reset this day aside physically for God, but what do we do mentally with it? Like, something I can struggle with when coming to church. Is like, when you come to church, my mind will more apt to start wondering. Like, what about next week? What am I going to be doing? Like, it's not right. It's an area I have to grow in. And, like, I was thinking of that. Like, we set this aside and, you know, we come to church, but are we really here mentally? Are we really, like, worshiping God? So just to encourage us in that way. I read a story recently. And it sort of caught my attention. And I'd like to read it and just talk a little bit. It's a story about an Indian chief in Cuba, and he had been in Cuba, and the Spaniards were fighting them, and he warned the Cubans. He said that the Spaniards are coming. He said something like, for the god of gold. I don't know if Cuba had a lot of gold at the time or what, but they were fighting, and the Spaniards finally caught him, and he said before he was burned alive, the Spaniards, the chief's name was Atui, was offered a final choice. And this, I think this battle had been going on for a while. But anyway, a priest came up and told him, he said, a priest told him that if he accepted Christianity, he would go to heaven. Atui paused and then asked a single question. He says, do Spaniards go to heaven? When the priest answered yes, Atui looked at him and replied, then I'd rather go to hell, where I never have to see such a cruel people again. And it really made me think, like, I can struggle to read that because of, like, this might seem that they'd rather go to hell, but, like, what caused that? I mean, here was somebody that, you know, what we're supposed to be preaching and saying is the kingdom of God is love, you know, peace, joy, all this stuff, and they were showing the exact opposite thing. Like, they were showing what, and he's seen that, and he's seen that, he was like what do you have to offer for me? Like, I don't want that. Because, I mean, that's usually what the world's full of. And I had to think, well, how did they get there? And I mean, like, the core principle of the gospel, they were using Christianity, but it wasn't the right Christianity. It wasn't like what we would call Christianity. Like the Bible tells us to turn our cheek, like to every man's created equal in the image of God. And like, I was thinking, well, maybe it came just from a small thought of maybe way back in the day, like whatever religion it was or however they taught it, maybe it was like they just started questioning one thing and it went on from there. And all of a sudden it came to this thing to where like, you can just go burn another guy, but before you burn him, just ask him if he wants to be a Christian. And like, it don't line up with the gospel. So then it started making me think, like, well, what do people see in us? What do they see in me every day of the week? What do they see? Like, what do they people see in our homes, in our churches? Like Dad and I have a crew. Like, what do our workers see in us? And what do our, if you work for somebody, what do you see in your employee? What do the homeowners see? Or even like people, you know, that used to attend our circle churches, like what do they see in us? Like there's so many things out there, like we're all like showing off something. And like what causes people to say what they do and like what gives the answers they give? And I might be wrong, but I had to think a lot of it is our thoughts. It's what we think on. Like we all have a lot of thoughts every day. And I believe what people see in us ties back directly to our thought patterns, thoughts that we allow in our minds to meditate on, direct how we feel towards people. It directs how we feel towards people and what we say to them. Like, you know, if we're sitting there thinking bad about somebody and then we meet them, we're more apt to not want to talk to them, we're going to avoid them, or we're going to maybe lash out at them if they say something to us. And I just like thinking, like, how are we doing this? I'm not talking about putting up with sin. Like, sin is wrong, and or thoughts that can come in our mind that we deal with. Like, I used to deal with a lot of terrible thoughts that would come in my mind, just terrible thoughts. And I was like, that's not me. I don't want that. And, like, fight against it. I'm not talking about that. Like, in 2 Corinthians 10, 5 and 6, it says that, it says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. and having a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. What I'm talking about are the thoughts that we meditate on, or ones that we allow in our minds, the ones that we just think about. Like in Philippians 4:8, I know we all know that verse, but it says that, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, and whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. And I just had to think, like, how are we doing, like, with the Philippians 4:8 test, when we think about, like, people in our family, when we think about, like, our church members, our elders, and people that we meet, like, how are we really doing with that thought process? Like, we all have thoughts, we all deal with thoughts, and, like, the ones that want to come that are not from God, or not, like, because they create an effect on the person, and then that person will have to deal with how you treated them. Now they're going to have to deal with thoughts. If you treated them bad, no, that's going to come on. You know what I'm saying? Follow what I'm saying? So, like, we're accountable for how we think and how we act towards people. But in Romans 12:2, it says that, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that which is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. And I heard it said already, like be not conformed, like, be not fit into the mold that the world's in. And what for mold does the world mentality have? It's very negative. Like, you see the news, Fox News, they're bashing the Democrats, and the CNN's bashing Republicans. None of them can ever do anything right. Even though they might, they won't admit it. And they'll just, like, they're constantly, and that's how they make money. Because people feed off of that negativity. And they know that, and that's how they're making their money, and so therefore they'll keep doing it. But there's some facts about our thoughts. They say 90 to 95% of the thoughts that you have today are repeats from yesterday. So if you think about that, like, what are we really thinking on? Because that, what we're thinking on today is going to happen again tomorrow unless we take steps against it. And they say up to 80% of them thoughts are negative. Now, I'm sure it's not a test among Christians, but, like, I deal with a lot of negative thoughts. Like, stuff just seems like, just get down, like, oh, stuff's not going right or how I thought or whatever. But, like, and then they say, yeah, like 12,000 to 60,000 thoughts a day. So, like, my, I guess where I was more thinking of, not to be condemning, but more like we have these thoughts, and they say it takes 2 to 3 months to your brain to retrain a think pattern. So if we're dealing with negative thoughts, well, let's start working this other way, because in the end, it's only 66 days or whatever it is to you can have a new thought pattern going. And because, like, we're repeating what we did the day before. So if we start fighting that thing, once you get to that point, well, it'll be a habit then. You know, with God's help, we can do it. And then I just had to think, like, as we read in Philippians, like, are our thoughts true, honest? Like, you know, a true thought, like the Word of God's true. Like, when we're thinking about people, are we being honest about them? Or do we just have a conception that, you know, we just, whatever. Are they just? Are they pure and lovely? And, like, are they a good report? Like, can we give a good report of our thoughts? And I had to think, like, within our own families, like, I know we don't have any children, but just between my wife and I, like, how are my thoughts toward my wife? How are her thoughts towards me? Like, I get home from work, she wants me to do something. Like, do I think, like, well, she cleaned my clothes today, she fixed the food, she packed my lunch, she did all these things. Well, I can do that for her. Is it more like, well, no, I work now, I want to sit down. Well, now what that causes is, like, if I have them thoughts and I react on that, it might cause my wife to react in a way of, like, well, I did all this for you, now why can't you do that? And then we have a problem. Now, if I had just reacted in the way that God was, like, thinking on the good and true and pure things, then we could have had a good conversation there. Like, oh, absolutely, I can do that. Or vice versa. It goes both ways. And, like, I know we're human. I know we struggle with these things. But it's just like what are we really sitting there thinking about? Like, how do people see our families? Or, like when, you know, if we have children or whatever, like, how do, when people are gone, what do we talk about as families? Like, you know, like when, if we have small children, what we say about people, what we do is going to affect their opinion on them. Like, if we're struggling with this person, we don't deal with it, and we continually struggle with them, we might start saying things, then your children will be like, well, that might be a bad person. And in all reality, they're not. We're just struggling with them. Like, let's just guard against them things. I also had to think, like, in our church, like, with the brothers and sisters, like, when we hear something about them, like, what's our automatic reaction? Like, if you have a high opinion of the person, you might be like, no. But like, if it's a person you struggle with, like, when somebody's talking to you about them, do you feed it? Do you keep going with it? Or is it like, well, no, I know that brother. Like, I believe he wants to do what's right. He may have struggled there, but, like, don't feed that conversation because, like, when you do that, when you see the brother or whatever, like, it can just cause a feeling to be there, and you're going to avoid him. You're not. It's just like, it's not working the way God wants it to work. Even like, I had to think, like, even people that, you know, that we used to go to church with, like, you know, maybe they are going down a path that we don't want, but what's our reaction when we see them? Is it this thing of like, whoa, what happened? You know, where are you going? What are you doing? Is it this thing of love that they can feel? Of like, you know, you want to help them out. Like, is there anything I can do? Because, like, if you have that reaction of, like, if you're having these thoughts and you always, like, to where they're going down the wrong path and you're very judgmental of them, you're probably not going to talk to them. And then that's going to feed the thing that they might have against you of, like, well, they still think they're, you know, like, he hasn't changed or he's no better than, he's just being self-righteous, he won't do anything. Like, you follow what I'm saying? Like, then both people are dealing with things to where if you would have just, like, went up and, like, talked to them and had a right attitude and maybe things could change, and you'd be like, and both could come together. I'm not saying anything to, like, try to be mean or nothing. It's just things I was thinking about, because I can deal with things. Like, we all deal with a lot of thoughts. And, like, even, like, with our, because either way we go, it causes a reaction in the next person, I believe. Like, our, you know, like, if I employ people, and, like, we're supposed to, like, I want to go to work and get a lot done that day. And we get there, and things just don't go right, and you're, soon I get frustrated and upset, and it's just like, come on, let's go. We got to get something done. And, like, then it can cause these feelings in my workers, and, like, maybe they're struggling with feelings back towards me, and, like, what if I responded in the right way? Because the next day I might have a bad day and not get nothing done. Because of how I treated him the previous day, he might be struggling with thoughts back towards me. Of like, now look at you. You got on me, and now you can't work. So, like, if we balance some things out and be in a place of, like when things aren't going the way we want in that way, like, you know, I appreciate my work because they do a lot for me. And, like, we have that attitude. It's okay that stuff ain't going right today. Well, maybe, like, the attitude will be different tomorrow when, you know, when you mess up or whatever. So, and, my goal today is just to remind us to think on the things that are true and honest and just, pure and lovely and of good report. Let's remember in life when we go to talk to someone or give correction, that we go in a heart of or an attitude of this, of the things that are true and honest, not out of anger or anything, or if we receive correction, like, honestly look at it. Is this something that's true? Is this something that I can take rather than get offended? Because once we get offended, then I think mentally we just go down a bad road. We just start, like, it's just not the way God designed it for us. And in our everyday life, to think on these things, Galatians 6:9 says that, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So if we make a purpose to follow God's word and to think on the things that he wants, let's not get weary in that well-doing, because it's going against our human nature. Let's continue to move forward with it and continue to... we can only do it with God's help. We can't do it in our own strength, and I want to make that clear. But we have a choice in the matter, too. We have to choose to move forward with that. And also, Proverbs 23:7 says, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. I'm not reading the whole verse, but as we sit there and meditate about, you know, day and night is who we really are, and what do we really meditate on. One thing I had was, under pressure... So it says, your brain doesn't rise to inspiration. It falls to your habit. You don't become what you want to come, only what you rehearse. So my encouragement today is let's rehearse those things that we know that God loves. And that is to think on the Philippians 4:8 again. It says, finally, brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, and whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, and whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. And I think if we truly think on them things, that later on Paul says, he says, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. That no matter where we're at in life, if our mind is on heavenly things, how God wants us to think, that we'll be okay with where he has us. And so that's my encouragement, and pray you guys be blessed, and God bless you. I didn't mean anything to be like pointing fingers or anything. It's just because I deal with it myself. So.